Welcome to the Contracting Officer Podcast. This is Kevin. Today we're going to do a Skyway community profile of Vinny Raj and Digilent Consulting. Vinny is a Contracting Officer Podcast listener who then became a Skyway community member. He specializes in emerging technologies. Vinny's story is a great example of how you start small and become a government contractor by sticking to your targeting and also making sure you get help along the way. Without further ado, here is the interview with Vinny Raj from Digilent Consulting. So as a way of kind of kicking us off here, tell me the story, the journey of how you built Digilent Consulting.
Sure. So I founded the company back in 2006 as had an opportunity, you know, where I was, before I started the company, and I was a senior manager at one of the big four consulting companies, and got an opportunity to establish my own entity and work as where I was 100% billable, but at least it was a step in the direction of me wanting to align with my pursuit of creating and establishing my own business. That first contract, obviously, when you go out on your own, it's, you know, it's very, you're very anxious and nervous because you don't know how long the contract's going to last, and you know, you keep thinking about your budget. Once this contract ends, what's next? Do I have time in between, in a quote unquote bench time? Luckily, we had some great opportunities through the years back to back to provide IT and business management consulting services as a subcontractor to some really key marquee clients, both primes as well as the end customers, which were across a few agencies, across DOD and civilian agencies. And we're happy with the initial opportunities and growth. We were able to bring on some other resources with us on a few of the contracts. But with me being 100% billable, it obviously, like many other small and emerging government contracting businesses go through, the biggest challenge is how do you grow the business while you're 100% billable? And that was honestly something I had struggled with for a few years, for just not being able to pull back and work on the business. I really was just working in the business. In 2014, when I started reaching out to some of the larger primes, the first question obviously to ask you is, so what is your specialty? And from my personal background, where I was billable on all these projects, I was doing IT program project management, which obviously we managed a number of different types of projects. But at the time, I really was positioning the company as IT program project management services. And the feedback that I received from the large primes was, that's great, but we have a lot of those services in-house. So that's not really a specialty niche, unique skill set that we really will be able to use your company. And so, what I started to do is reach out to some industry veterans to get some, mentoring and advice to kind of understand, how do we kind of navigate through this? And one of the best advice that I received was, you really need to make sure that you're setting up, you're positioning the company with this unique skill set. So we really pivoted the business and repositioned the company to focus more on emerging technologies. And, fast forward 2 years, we essentially have established two consulting practice areas. One is still a little bit more of the traditional management consulting, program project management, process improvement, CIO advisory. But the other practice area that we really, honed in on and are focusing on is the emerging technology practice. And it has been resonating really well with the primes when we started talking to them again, saying, listen, we actually do have a lot of skill sets and performance. And frankly, some of that was my own personal, experience that I was managing some of these, big data projects, cloud solution projects. I did see, go through the whole life cycle of implementing it, and I was able to leverage that as my past performance. So it really was a pivot and repositioning the business that started really clicking for us.
It's interesting that the more you target and neck down what you're good at, what you like doing, and as it turns out, what you have experience with, you're going to be more successful. You're yet another example of the value of targeting. So you said 2014. So you've just now started to kind of hit your stride as far as getting some of these prime contracts, doing this very stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And that strategy itself, you know, again, as a small business, I can only emphasize so much how much you have to keep revisiting your strategy and, you know, repivoting, repositioning as needed. So, you know, 2014, we started saying, look, listen, the biggest thing we need to do right now is build our past performance as a prime. So frankly, I didn't know anything else other than FBO. And I started looking at, you know, set asides that are a total small business or women owned small business. And I really honestly just started cranking out responses at a very high pace, not necessarily very targeted, somewhat targeted in the type of projects, obviously, that we were doing. We weren't trying to go all over the map with it, but still not quite as targeted, obviously, as compared to as we are now. And we did exactly that. We started cranking out a number of proposal responses, and you know, fortunately, we actually did win four small prime contracts with that approach. And you know, that did help us at least build up some past performance.
And how did you find Skyway? Like when did we cross paths in 2015 when you found the podcast? Right.
That's right. Exactly. You know, obviously, you know, we're always looking for you know, good areas of knowledge and you know, advice and input from industry veterans, and you know, one of the podcasts that had come across, it was, you know, something that was very relevant to something we were kind of struggling with, kind of understanding, you know, what is the mindset from the other side of the table of what are the, you know, contracting officers looking for in a proposal and so forth. And as soon as I listened to the podcast and, you know, obviously did a little bit more research on Skyway, and, you know, try to learn a little bit more about the business and the people behind it. Yeah, that was how I initially was introduced to Skyway. And, you know, after I saw a little bit more of the type of content that was being put out and obviously the backgrounds of the folks behind Skyway, and I was really impressed. And I thought that this was a perfect type of resource that we could use to get some of this knowledge and input to understand kind of the lay of the land. Because, you know, like I said, we had some success responding reactively to FBO, but we quickly learned that that's probably not the best strategy to really try to grow the business.
How did you know it was the right time? Because you were tired of being reactive?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. You know, I had been attending as many of these seminars out in you know, in the DC area, that I was going to a number of conferences, listening to other successful GovCons, as well as folks from, you know, the federal agencies, from the small business liaison offices, and advocates, and really listening of, you know, what are the right strategies that have worked for other businesses. You know, I mean, this is, you know, one of those industries we learned that, yes, of course, it's good to be unique from your skill set, but there's a proven methodology of what works to win work and grow the business. So, you know, I would like to learn quickly, but I think it still is taking us, and obviously we still have a lot to learn, but I think we're in a much better place now than we were, you know, just 2 years ago.
What's it been like being a Skyway member?
We started out initially, as I mentioned, just as a podcast listener. We did sign up as a community member, just so we can get access to more of the content. And as we were kind of strategizing and kind of retuning our strategy to try to be more proactive, you know, meaning trying to get ahead of these RFPs before they come out onto FBO, one of the biggest things I realized was that we should be responding a lot more to these source of sod and RFIs. And, you know, from our perspective, again, it was a bandwidth challenge, as well as just the minimal knowledge and experience that we've had of how to do this. So we kind of increased our involvement and participation with Skyway And we started out with a small bucket of hours, professional services hours, to help us with some of the RFIs that we were starting to look at. And you know, one of the big rewards, I think, for us was you guys have that proposal score calculator that kind of helps gauge whether or not we really should be pursuing something or not. Because, you know, as much as we try to stay objective, you know, as a business owner, there's some of these opportunities you look at and you say, oh, we have to go after this. This is right up our alley. But when you use that calculator, it really, the score, you know, it asks you questions about, you know, what kind of intel, what kind of background, how much research have you done, you know, leading up to this RFP. And, you know, then you realize, okay, you know what, maybe I should take a step back and reevaluate if this is the right pursuit. And so that's been a big help for us as well through some of the key opportunities that we were looking at.
So yeah, using the RFP score to save you time. That's one of the things that we built that thing a few years ago, and it's really starting to kind of hit its stride. So I'm glad you're using it. What have the results been since you've been a member?
You know, a combination of learning from the various topics that have been put out on the podcast. You know, we've established ourselves to have the, I think right now we have a lot better of the foundational pieces in place. We have our certifications, we have our operational pieces in place with our, you know, with our accounting systems and compliant accounting systems and so forth. And we are prime on a contract vehicle. We've won some good work as primes now. And we're really focused on some, you know, on specific targets and agencies and types of proposals. Like I said, we're being a lot more proactive to get ahead of the opportunities. So we've used Skyway to help us with our pipeline planning, which is obviously a very, very key component that we learned over the past 2 years. And, you know, there's absolutely no question that this is a long-term game. I don't know. I mean, I have heard of a quick win lottery type success story, but those are few and far between. And we're in it for the long game. We're passionate about this and want to be successful at it. And I think now with all these resources that we've been able to use, you know, including the podcast from Skyway and the resources from Skyway, you know, we're much more confident with how we're going to be successful here in the future.
What would you say your ROI is as a Skyway member?
We've won, I'd say at this point, about at least $300,000 worth of work, from what we've spent with Skyway, you know, definitely certainly less than, $5,000-$10,000, made a huge ROI based on our investment with Skyway.
That's awesome. I'm glad it's working. That's pretty cool. So what's next for you? What's your, like, is you looking for a certain type of partners? Like, what's your next big opportunity that the podcast listeners would benefit from hearing about?
So, you know, one of the thoughts that we had of when we first started engaging with Skyway was really looking at the services, especially around the proposal writing initially. You know, as we started using the Skyway services, the thought kind of expanded of really thinking about Skyway as an extension of digital and consulting. Now we're further looking to expand, you know, services both directly with Skyway and also with the members of the community, of some services that are offered with the fellow partners, members of Skyway. And a perfect example is, you know, we're looking now to engage with some business development focused firms, and you know, we're looking to Skyway to help us to, one, provide us that access to the other members, and obviously to see how else we can strategically work with Skyway to expand the services that we're looking to grow our business.
What's the best way for someone to get in contact with you?
Certainly through email, which is Vinny Raj, VINNYRAJ @digilentconsulting.com. And that's D I G I lentconsulting.com. Otherwise, I'm active on LinkedIn as well. So again, Vinny Raj. As well as otherwise, you can certainly contact us through our company's website, which is vigilantconsulting.com.
Are you in the Skyway Community member group on LinkedIn, the closed group?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, yeah, so the easy place to find you, yeah. So if somebody looks up the Skyway Community group on LinkedIn, they'll find your smiling face in there.
That's right.
I appreciate your time and their story of building the old-fashioned way, you know, one block at a time. You know, the block and tackling of business, it applies to government contracts too. And I really appreciate the fact that you're sharing with people the lottery ticket. You see it on the news. You see that, and you know, those are the people that make the press. But most companies are doing it like you are, taking their time, being strategic, pivoting. I don't want to say constantly, but pretty often. you gotta adapt to what's working, right? And we've really enjoyed the journey with you, and we look forward to continue. As a member, we get to really ride this journey with you. It's pretty fun. So, any parting thoughts for folks?
Yeah, it really is amazing the number of other small and emerging GovCon businesses that I've met over the past couple of years who actually share the same story and the challenges that we did, and a lot of folks who are starting out just like we did, where I was 100% billable on a project and, trying to grow the business. It's very difficult, but it's a story that seems to be very, very popular because a lot of folks are in the same boat. And so my parting thoughts would be stay persistent. Certainly reach out to as many of the knowledgeable resources that are available to you. Find the trusted partners that you can, ask questions and get candid, honest responses, because, you don't want the folks that are going to tell you that it's rosy and perfect all the time, because you'll quickly learn that I think I mentioned at the beginning of this discussion, that this is absolutely a long-term game. And the persistence and getting smart on a lot of the topics is the key to help your business grow and be successful.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Vinny, for being on the podcast. I really enjoyed hearing your story, and I think it will be a big help to other people, other podcast listeners and members. So let's connect later on the topics you talked about as far as initiatives you're trying to pull off. And I can look forward to continuing to work and helping you succeed as a government contractor.
I see you.